today was one of those days when I just didn't get more than a few minutes to go and take some photographs. Hello there, I'm Gordon Smith. Look and see is what I'm about. I'll take the photographs and you look and see. You can find the website at las.new-england.net.au. I'm in Armidale, New South Wales, on the eastern side of Australia. And today we're, I guess, heading towards the middle of spring. It was a warm day, hot day even. The temperature range 4 to 29 Celsius. Fair temperature range there. That's 39 to 84 Fahrenheit. And it's going to get warmer tomorrow, they say. Well, today, as I said, I didn't have much time to spend looking for any special photographs, so what I ended up doing was just taking a few photographs as I walked from one meeting venue to another. And the first photograph that you can see, if you're following this on the webpage, is a parkland scene. Well, it looks parkland to me. It's green. The lawn is fairly well manicured. Some very greenish looking trees, mostly evergreen, with an ornamental flowering tree in the front. I don't know what it is at this stage. It has blossomed and is now producing some very chocolatey brown leaves. And there's a hedge in the middle of the photograph, running from left to right. Again, a manicured hedge. And behind it, mostly screened, is a building. That's the Dixon Library at the University of New England. The trees do a very good job of breaking up the hard grey concrete of the building. The second photograph was one that amused me slightly for several reasons. One is that the bench doesn't look as if it would support anybody's weight at all. It's a little bit broken. But even if you did manage to sit on it without the bench collapsing, then I'm sure you would have a job staying upright. The bench slopes from left to right as you would be sitting on it. But then further, there's a hole in the hedge that the bench is covering. Is that why the bench is there? Who knows? Nicely situated though, I suppose, in filtered sunlight, in the shade, mostly. So it would be a very nice place to sit and contemplate that greenness. The lawn looks very lush compared to the rest of the land around the town, given that we're just coming out of winter, where everything's been burnt off and drought, so there's not much grown just yet. But the third photograph is one of those nice photographs of a leaf. In this case, it's a brand new leaf. Just in the last few weeks it's come about, but it's got some filtered sunlight shining upon it, and by that I mean it's not a strong, full, harsh, bright sunlight. So the leaf looks quite soft. All the veins and subveins are showing quite clearly. A little bit of reflection from the surface because it's still a little bit new and glossy. The fourth photograph is something completely different, to quote Monty Python. It's just the colour caught my eye, the bright red of the Australia Post mailbox with the sunlight catching it, the brilliant white sunlight reflecting on the bricks immediately adjacent to the postbox, and the white table and chairs behind it and the white bricks. That's a very stark contrast. Well, there you have my photo blog for today, Thursday, October the 12th. And I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, you can send it to lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope that you find the time to call again another day. Bye for now.